Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, I would hope. Because, you know, again, if all you're doing is complaining and you don't have any way to fix it, and you're not involved and you're not engaged, go away. I want people that want to come up with solutions. I want people that want to work on solutions. If you head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. But you can also, well, you can give me your money. That would help, too. Skip one coffee cup a month from that very expensive place and give me your money. All right? I mean, you want to help out conservative causes, conservative groups? This is the best way to do it. All right. I'll give you more information on the Connect later because I really want to start getting some of these things going. You know that Jada Gibbs is going to join us after the first break. We got a lot of stuff we want to talk about with him. And Brexit, where it's at? What's going on? When's it going to happen? You know, another example of a government, a quote-unquote so-called democracy, who didn't give a crud what the people voted on, because they knew better than us, you know. Ours is the same thing. They know what's best for us, food-wise, vaccine-wise, educationally, sexually. They're going to tell us how to live every single bit in peace and part of our life. The shooting in Santa Clarita, California, school shooting. The young person who did the shooting. You know, here's one of those things where it's a fine line between calling, being hateful and calling this young kid a name. You don't know what was going on in his head. No, seriously. I'm not just saying that because I'm trying to give him a pass, because I'm not trying to give him a pass. I don't know anything about his life. I don't know if he went there. Remember, you know, we're learning more and more about him. His dad was a hunter. He knew how to make his own bullets, right? And he could have gone with 50 rounds that day. 80, 100. Rumors are still flying all around the place as to what the motive was, but the police don't know. There's no official motive. I will tell you something that I kind of saw something around Twitter. You know, some of you listen to the show, I get emails from you, and you're considered some of those really hardcore right-wing people. But let me tell you, after being on that campus the day of the shooting, probably within an hour after it was over, and watching the chaos still happening, the concern to make sure that there weren't other shooters on campus, the concern by the police, the first responders, the fire department, going room by room, and not just running through the room. I'm talking about looking, I mean, things I would never think of, places I would never think of looking, without real regard to their own safety. Got to open the door eventually. You don't know who's standing on the other side of that door. They weren't sure they had a killer yet. And that was the thing. What was bringing me to this is you can kind of see where the chaos went off. Now, I don't know if this is in their official records, but based on what I've seen, what I've read, what I've put together, what I've heard some of the young kids say, And some of the parents that were complaining that the kids were traumatized because of what was going on campus. They weren't let go fast enough. Look, their first job is to protect those children. You cannot protect those children when you've got 1,500 kids running around trying to get off the campus grounds at the same time. Maybe hanging in an area they shouldn't be. It'd be too easy to get to. And I get it. I have four kids. I get it. They went to school. There were lockdowns. There were issues at times. I get it. But they didn't know they had, you know, at one point, you saw the helicopters, you saw the sheriff's department looking for the killer, thinking that he got off campus. When in reality, they had the killer had shot himself and was there at campus on the ground along with the other kids. And there was this tweet that went out with a date stamp on it. I mean, a time stamp on it, like 11:04 or something like that. And it said that the killer was dead and that, you know, police had secured the scene. And then I think it was like a 4 minutes later or 8 minutes or 10 minutes later, another tweet went out. It said the killer had been caught, was in an ambulance, and on the way to the hospital. And they were like, aha, see? They don't know what they're doing. They don't have to get... No, stop. Just stop. It wasn't a false flag. It wasn't anything like that. In the chaotic moment, nobody really knew whether they had the killer or not. Because the kids who fled the scene didn't stop to see where he went. They were trying to protect themselves. They were trying to get out of the way. And they saw kids jumping fences. They saw kids taking off, leaving campus. Some kids thought that was the shooter that was running away. So that's who the cops were looking for when they had him right there. They just didn't know it. He had already shot himself. So let's cut some slack to everybody. Let's just not jump to conclusions with these, with who did what wrong and all this other stuff. And let their investigation play out a few days. I know it's tough. I didn't lose one of my children. One of my children wasn't shot in this incident. I get it. It's tough. But let it play out. Let's not throw things at the officials or anybody else for a little bit here. Let them do their job. You know, I saw some things anyway that said that Snapchat and Instagram and that he had called for this the night before and nobody had reported it. And then we find out that a lot of this was done the next day by somebody else. So again, you know, not everything is as it seems. Let it play out. Show me your host, Andy Gibb, joins me in a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
At it. Hopefully you are too. I know who you're waiting for. I don't know how long I'm going to make you wait, but I know who you're waiting for. All right, we're back with one of my favorite people. Hopefully he's one of your favorite people too. Oh, you're going to break his heart if he's not. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I so much appreciate his time with me and his insight, you know, because he is on the other side of the world and they definitely have a different viewpoint on things. Hey, Xander, how you doing?
I am doing good, thank you. And I want 50 hearts right now from the people listening while I'm leaving.
Listen, I don't even get 2 hearts, all right? You get 50, I'm going to give you the show, and I'm leaving. How's that?
For sure.
We'll do it that
for
way.
Sure. I don't have time to do your show as well as mine. And and all of my political stuff. I really do not have the time.
You could do 4 hours a day. I heard you talk.
No.
You and I, we do 4 hours before we do our hour.
I did, but I did, I've covered your show a couple of times, and that's like, you know, you really get, like, the glimpse of when you do 4 full hours of broadcasting.
Yeah.
Even I was tired of hearing the sound of my own voice.
I know. It's really, people think that we just do this because we love to hear ourselves speak. Now, there are some nights when 3 hours seems like 12 hours, and then some nights when 3 hours seems like 27 minutes.
Yeah. You know, like, where did that go?
I know, right? And then sometimes it's just dragging on. You're looking for stuff to fill time. Just really crazy. Okay, let me throw a couple of things at you because you are you grew up in England, right? To a big degree.
Yeah, I grew up between England and New York.
Okay, so Thanksgiving. I don't know. Was Thanksgiving a big day for you when you finally figured out what it was?
But having an American father, it really was a big thing anyway. But having a British mother, like if I called my mom and said, hey, are we going to celebrate Thanksgiving? She'd be like, no, we're not American. We're not going to be celebrating Thanksgiving because they just don't celebrate it here. I mean, the British people think Thanksgiving is like the Americans' like second Christmas, which I guess it is in a way.
Yeah, but you guys love to eat, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And eat. Yeah. But it, you would think that they would adopt it, you know, just to kind of, you know, have that extra, what they term as another Christmas, but nah, it's not happening. Like, all of my American friends are like, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? I'm like, I have an audition that day, you know, I won't even be in the States, so I can't celebrate, you know.
Yeah, I love that stuff. All right, so let's have some fun with this one, okay? And the reason I bring up Thanksgiving is because the University of Pennsylvania is going to try to decolonize Thanksgiving this year. Okay? Now, the event is sponsored by and will feature a speech from a social justice group and, I've not heard this term before, the LGBTQ2 experts. Now, I don't, is there
what
like
is LGBTQ2?
I'm just trying to figure that out. Is this a
it
second pass?
Need a U
a
on
new
the
club?
End of it just to complete it? I mean, please.
But, well, part of it is because the Native American, the head of the Native American group is what's called Two Spirits. And apparently, Two Spirits is also. Well, I did the same thing. I had to go look it up. Two spirits is you have two different genders or gender types exactly at the same time. So,
okay.
So when they say that gender is a social construct, I always say no. You're making up of gender as a social construct.
Yeah,
the other
exactly.
One's biology, right?
But the Native Americans had some weird ideas about, you know, sexuality and relationships because. In a lot of tribes, there was a guy who was what we would term in our society as an effeminate man, and he would live with another Native American. I was going to say the I word then, but I stopped myself.
Yeah.
And so he would live with another Native American as if they were a kind of man and wife, and it wasn't even frowned upon or looked at differently. So, you know, some would say that they were kind of, you know, ahead of their time, but two spirits, you know, I mean, I believe my soul occupies my body, but I believe the Holy Spirit lives in me. So I don't know. Native Americans might say, Zanda, you know, white man speak with four tongues, but I don't know.
Well, this is going on. What bothers me the most is this is going on at universities, number one. Number two is it seems to be a concerted effort, and maybe I'm overthinking this. You can tell me to back down. But it seems like every tradition or normal or whatever you want to call it, tradition, has to be deconstructed. And it doesn't matter what it is anymore.
Right.
Right? You know, boy, girl, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Columbus Day. What is it? Baby, it's cold outside. You got to deconstruct that song because he was trying to get the girl in the bed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that never happens. But
no,
right?
Of course.
But
because you and I are just here by accident.
Yeah, didn't you know that? That's right. Some cell morphed into a tree, and then I fell off the tree or something. Whatever. But
yeah, it was the Big Bang. That's what it was.
There you go. But when you think this whole thing through, it really is. As you start looking, this is happening on college campuses, and I'm saying, there's obviously, you know, you might think I'm doing conspiracy, some of you, but that's not it. When you have these classes, when you have these classes that constantly have to deconstruct, look, Thanksgiving isn't what we were taught. Well, let me tell you what, as I got older, yeah, I realized that Thanksgiving was not a day that the American Indian wanted to sit down and thank God. They had many gods. They didn't have one God. The this was a time for them to get together with each other, and then it grew into a Thanksgiving to the Almighty.
But aren't a lot of self, you know, Christmas is you know, a fallacy. It's a pagan celebration because Jesus wasn't born in the winter, you know, not according to the Bible. But we have traditions that we have built up over the years that we celebrate. But I have to ask you, Joe, I'm sure this is a liberal college, because this is part of the liberalization of the planet. Because when they break it all down, it's easier to move in with their socialism and their Marxism, et cetera, because we don't know where the heck we are. Because they've made us doubt everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they've made it ugly and uncomfortable to celebrate like Columbus Day or what have you. And I don't know if you're aware, but I did a story a while back. When that whole lynching thing came up, everybody was up in arms because the word lynching was used. And I said, this is really funny because really, even though the numbers over the years of people lynched, the, you know, black community, terrible thing that was done to them, the biggest one-time lynching was in the Italian-American community, or the Italian community, as they called it at the time. And these guys were, you know, yanked out of jail. It wasn't even that somebody went to their houses at night. They were yanked out of jail and hung in the middle of the square. So,
wow.
So it's one of those things where you go, okay, you know what? We have ugly history. There's ugly history all over the place. We learn from it, and we move forward.
Look at the Clintons.
And on that note, we're going to go to a quick commercial, right, so for some of you to stop laughing, and we'll be back with Xander Gibb in just a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court is taking up the Trump administration's plan to end legal protections that shield 660,000 immigrants from deportation. All eyes will be on Chief Justice John Roberts when the court hears arguments on Tuesday. Roberts is the conservative justice closest to the court's center, who also is keenly aware of public perceptions of a divided court. It's the third time in 3 years the administration is asking the justices to rescue a controversial policy. The court sided with President Donald Trump in allowing him to enforce the travel ban on visitors from some majority Muslim companies, but it blocked the administration from adding the citizenship question to the 2020 census. The program before the court this time is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, an Obama-era protection that aimed to bring out of the shadows people who have been in the United States since they were children and are in the country illegally. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know why you're here. Let's just get to him. Would that be the easiest way to do it? We're back with Xander Gibb, and I love when he kicks off the weekend with us. I always appreciate his time and his insight. And I want to thank you for that dietary diuretic you just put out there about Hillary running for office. We all went and upchucked for a few minutes in the bathroom. Now we're back. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So apparently this week you guys are hosting Her Highness or Her Wannabe Highness over there in...
Yeah, absolutely. We've had Hillary Clinton and her demon siege, you know, Chester Hubble's daughter, Chelsea, in town. But what really kind of concerned me is, you know, she's going on all these shows that are, you know, pro-women and pro-feminist. And you know, the fact that Hillary has protected a rapist for over 40 years... It's kind of concerning to me that anyone would want her on the show. And she doesn't represent me as an American. I'm sure she doesn't represent you.
No.
You know, with all the scandals and all the things she's done, and everybody says, oh, you know, all of these things are just not true. They can't all be lies. I mean, let's face it. You know, we've had proof of some of them, you know, losing $1 billion while in the State Department. You know, leaving Americans to die in Benghazi, having all those emails on her, private server. You know, even of latterly, with the death of Jeffrey Epstein. You know, I don't believe that he killed himself on camera. You know, where were all the guards at that point? I mean, you can't tell me that the Clintons weren't connected. Oh,
they were
that.
Sleeping.
And I'm not going to say allegedly because, you know, sue me. These people don't scare me, but it's concerning that she would even be considered to run for public office, knowing all we know about her and knowing that she's skated jail, you know, her and her evil husband.
Well, here, let me poke you some more here for a second. So, you know, they were protesting Kavanaugh yesterday. I don't know, at some event that he was at, and they had pictures of the professor Ford, and some of her comments. And so think about this. A year later, They are still perpetuating a lie. They're going on a lie. They want to impeach him on a lie.
Yeah.
And yet they were willing to vote for and put Hillary Clinton back in office when she did exactly that. She victim shamed. Okay?
Yeah.
She called them what? Sluts and gold diggers.
Yeah, of course.
And she gets a pass. I mean, this is why you can't believe the far left. They're disingenuous people, period.
Yeah.
You can't come up with another conclusion, can you?
No, and I thought it was interesting that Ronan Farrow, who is, as far as I'm concerned, quite left-leaning, said in the last couple of weeks that that he was beginning to believe that our friend Juanita Broderick, you know, her claims had merit, which
wow.
I found surprising.
Gee, amazing.
Left-leaning.
Yeah, I mean, no, but I mean, took long
and
enough, right?
And thank you for...
God bless.
What?
Took long enough.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it, to me, I don't know. I mean, even this with all this impeachment stuff, well, you know, my question is, my brain keeps saying, why is nobody looking into why is Pelosi even involved in the investigation? Isn't that a conflict of interest? You know, just from the perspective of the fact that her son, Biden's son, and the other guy's son all got jobs out of cronyism.
Yeah.
You know, jobs they weren't even really doing for favors from the United States. Yet the Donald is the dishonest one for saying, yeah, if you think there's been some, you know, something gone wrong here, some collusion, some dishonesty to the Ukrainian president, go and investigate it. How dare he be presidential? I mean, what do they expect from him?
Oh, they want him. Listen, they, funny how on our side of the aisle, they want a saint. On their side of the aisle, they want a rapist. I mean, think about it. Think about what he did.
Exactly.
Disgusting.
Let's give them the transparency they seek, Joe.
Yeah,
because if the transparency is going to work one side, it has to work both sides. Let's give them the transparency they seek.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You brought up this guy, Farrell, right? And I sent you a
did
piece
I?
On... Yeah.
You mean Farrell?
Farrell, Perel. Hey,
yeah.
Whatever. Hey, whatever. He's going to make me nuts. So there was a an article that came out on him, and I can't believe it's a GQ magazine. And so the article came out. I don't know. He looks like he's wearing a pleated taco or something. I can't even tell what that thing is.
Yeah.
And apparently he is now the new masculinity. And the thing I found interesting, I know you're chomping at the
really?
Bit. But wait a minute. Slow down a second here. The new publisher of the magazine. When he took the position, right? The people were saying to him, you know, amazing, congrats, but man, you're a hell of a time to take charge of a men's magazine. I took offense at that. Like it's a bad thing to promote manhood. It's a bad thing.
Exactly.
I am thoroughly cute. You know, you're younger than I am. You're more hip as in the 70s vernacular.
Much younger.
And
but wait, stop.
Okay.
If this guy is the new masculine, I am big and butch, Joe. If this guy is masculine, then what am I, you know?
You're a Neanderthal.
My knuckles are dragging on the floor as we speak.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is hilarious. And when I see what this guy is dressed in, you know, this guy looks like, you remember sleeping bags in the 70s and 80s when people
you know
used to
what?
Go camping?
Yes, you're
like sleeping
much better
bag
than mine.
Material that he's wearing. and then they started making those into jackets, and now he's got this long, like, flowing gown made of it. And he's masculine, and I'm not? Please.
But this is where they're going. I mean, look at him. It's what happened is... They've made it bad to be feminine. They've made it bad to be masculine.
So what are we supposed to be?
You know what this reminds me of? Don't laugh at me. Are you old enough to remember that one of the original Apple commercials where they're all sitting around in the gray suits? You can't tell the difference between male or female. They're actually making fun of IBM in the commercial. And then somebody comes in, you know, we're going to break the way you compute. Or we're going to break the thought on computers, and they smash it, and all of a sudden Apple shows up, and everything gets colorful, and everybody changes. Yeah, I'll have to find that someday. But basically, it's perfect. This is what they want you to go back to. They want everybody to look the same.
No, you know what it actually is? They want people who are masculine to be feminine, and people who are feminine feminine to be masculine. Because they want to turn the world upside down. Because when things are as they're supposed to be, they're not winning.
True. But why does it always come back to some kind of sexual or gender reference? Why is everything centered there?
Basically.
Okay.
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, the next thing they're looking to push is pedophilia as a lifestyle. You know, this is the next thing they're going to roll out. So let's see how many Democrats can still support the Democratic Party when they roll out pedophilia as a lifestyle.
You know, they rode all over me, and they took it the wrong way, but whatever, you can't change their minds. When they were pushing hard for same-sex marriage, and the mantra was, you can't tell me who to love. And I used to say, or how many, or what, right?
Yeah.
And that, and look at the line we're going down now.
Don't mention goats, Joe, please.
Oh, God. Yeah. Leave my friend's girlfriend out of this, will you, please?
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
But
friend, yeah. Or girlfriend.
Oh, God.
I do have to say, you know, I have to hold my hand up and say, you know, in the past I was one of these people advocating for same-sex marriage. And I was, you know, as a gay man, I feel I was used with that because this wasn't about equality. Because if you had the same rights with civil partnership, it was actually about the wording. It wasn't about the rights. And for me, it was always about the rights that were attached to it. Because everybody should have the right to be hated by their mother-in-law, surely.
Right.
But ultimately, this wasn't about, it was about upsetting Christians. And I'm ashamed. Well, I'm not ashamed because it was a rite of passage for me that I was used to promote that. Because, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman, and if it was about the right, why was civil partnerships not acceptable? You know, Barack Obama could have made civil partnerships work to the same extent as marriage with regards to rights, but no, it wasn't about that. It was about opening the door for lots of other things. And Dr. Gina Loudon put it really well when she said, you know, this is going to open the door for the pedophiles to say, you know, what about us? What do we get? You know,
yeah.
You get nothing, you filthy pervert. But now the Democrats are going to wheel this out. This is the next thing they're going to wheel out.
Yeah.
Let's see what level of response they get. Because if people don't turn away from them in droves, we know that the saying is true that liberalism is a mental disorder.
Well, on that note, we'll be back in a second. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Zandy Gibb, I'm sure, with a lot more to say right after this break. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, whoops, 5563. So much appreciate the time you're spending with us. I know who you came for. I know who you want to hear. And it ain't me. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me, as he always does. We're back at it. Our buddy Xander Gibb is with us. I know you look forward to hearing him every week, as do I, from his perspective across the pond. And Xander, we're going to get to Brexit in a minute, but I want to finish up this pedophilia conversation, because, you know, people, they don't talk about this stuff, and then they say, well, you know why they do it. They go, well, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. And look at what's happening now. They're trying to make it the norm. They're trying to say, well, you know, it is okay. It is actually natural for you to have inclinations to want to have sex with an 11-year-old. Are we serious here?
It's actually worrying, isn't it, when I'd rather talk about the prevention of pedophilia than Brexit. But, yeah, absolutely. Because the concern for me is that, you know, our children are being sexualized. You know, we've got drag queens reading to them and flashing their crotch at them while they're doing it. We've got 12-year-olds being dressed up to look like they're 18. You know, and I'm not prudish. You know, I have nieces myself and things like this. And, you know, I was a young person once, too. You know, I'm only 35, but I was a lot younger once. But this sexualization is all for a reason, Joe. It's so they can actually get to the point where they can say that pedophilia is an acceptable life choice when it's not.
No.
You see, because the thing is, for me, I think the key word with anything God, I've forgotten the word. The consensual.
And
children can't consent.
No.
And so if the Democrats are saying that pedophilia is acceptable, then that has to sort the wheat from the chaff, because children cannot consent. It's a no go to even talk about, you know?
You know, but think about something. They're now to the point where 12-year-olds in school, in California anyway, can consent or get an abortion, all right, without the parents knowing about it. 12-year-olds is the age of decision here in California. A lot of laws revolve around 12-year-olds being able to make a decision for themselves mental counseling, issues like that. And so now you're going to get to the point where it's going to be 12-year-olds can consent to, you know, sexual activity. It's just amazing.
But how can 12-year-olds consent to sexual activity when the legal age in the state is usually 16? I think most states is 16. I know some southern states used to be like 13, but, you know, in a civilized
and you
time,
can marry your sister, right?
Yeah.
That's a story for another day. But it's really amazing. Yes, I went there. It's a joke for my listeners in the South. Come on, just have a little fun.
Yeah. We still love you in the South.
Well, you know, I make fun of Italians too, and look who's sitting here. So
yeah, exactly.
But no, really, it is to know boundaries. And I said that years ago. I said, what are the boundaries? What are the realities? What are the foundations? If we're supposed 12-year-olds are kids, period. And if you're one of those morons, you heard me, morons, that's going to send me an email and start talking to me about, well, in biblical times, they were adults at 13, right? Don't go there unless you're willing to use the whole Bible and not just the bits and pieces you want that make you feel better about what you're, the nasty thing that you're doing right now.
Yeah. I had a big fight once with this Muslim on Twitter that was telling me that the Holy Spirit was a pedophile because he impregnated the Virgin Mary. In response to the fact that, you know, Muhammad was you know, having sex with children. It was okay because it was acceptable back then. Well, who made it acceptable back then? You know, and the two analogies are just so far apart that it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know?
No, everybody wants that moment, that gotcha moment. And I had a guy yesterday, we were talking about something. I actually put up on my Facebook page, I put up a meme of Jesus with a young man. He says, I want you to follow me. And the young man says, oh, on Facebook? He goes, no, I want you to follow me. And he says, oh, you mean like on Twitter? And he goes, okay, where did I lose you? Let me start all over again. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that is today's mindset. So this guy had to go back. He had to take just a lighthearted, funny little meme, right, that some of us will get. And he's a devout atheist. I know who he is. And he wants to go back and forth with me. It's like, finally, I said, look, stop. God loves even you. And he stopped because he didn't want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Because God doesn't, you know, when you say God loves you, that's it, period. There's nothing else beyond that.
No.
There's no one less, is there?
No.
With God.
No, but
because God even loves us in our sinful state. You know, God even loves us as sinners. So, you know, what does that tell you about, you know, God even loves you liberals that are listening.
Well, you know, it's always really tough, and you know, you've been through this yourself. But with my friends on the far right, they become so pious, they're just like, "Come on, stop it!" There's no grace, there's no love, there's no understanding in the mindset that you have. And then you have the ones on the far left that think that God is like an anything goes kind of God, and if He loves you, He'd want you to be happy. You know, my young kid would have been happy having Hot Fudge Sundays 3 days a week. I mean, three meals a day, 5 days a week wouldn't be good for them. So, yeah, if God really loves you, He's going to put obstacles in your way to keep you from being stupid and hurting yourself. But anyway.
Absolutely.
All right, so before we run out of time, though, we must get to Brexit. And I saw something go by my Twitter this morning that Boris was looking to investigate Soros. Do you know anything about that?
First I've heard about that, but that would be great because he has been interfering with the election process here just like he did over in the United States, and Brexit itself, Soros doesn't want that to happen because that means that the UK slips out of his hands. He's right. got a lot of control in Europe, and Europe has far too much control in the UK. But that's on the back burner right now because they're going to have an election.
Right.
Then if the left wins, they're called the Labour Party, and the leader of the Labour Party in the UK is a guy called Jeremy Corbyn, who is a Marxist with socialist tendencies. And he, you know, he's so keen to get the votes that he's now going to give free broadband internet to everyone in the UK if he wins. So free, you know, let's just check this. Free liberals, you know, nothing is free. And as Margaret Thatcher said, you know, the problem with socialism is that when you run out of other people's money to spend, so somebody's going to be paying for that. But, you know, the secondary part of this for me, Joe, is that they're, that if they control the internet, if they give it to you for free, it's much easier to monitor what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. This is what the, what are they talking about? The 5G. That they're talking about now.
Yeah.
There's some people on the very, very, very far right that are going, no, this is going to hurt you. This is medically going to kill you and all this other stuff. I don't go down that road. I don't have a license to even look at that kind of stuff. But the other thing is 5G supposedly is going to be strong enough, and it's going to tie into everything. I mean, your darn toaster is going to tie into it in some way, shape, manner, or form, eventually. But they're, you know, they're doing more and more of these smart refrigerators, smart stoves, smart, air conditioning and what have you for your home. So
have they never seen Terminator?
Have I ever seen Terminator? Nah.
Yeah, I'm saying no. Have they never seen Terminator? Because this is how it starts. You know.
Yeah.
The machine's taking over.
Well, and again, I just go look at technology's moving forward. You can't stop it, but if you want to try to slow it down or try to regulate it, that's a whole different animal. But again, I can't keep. There's no way you, a guy like you and I, can keep up with all of this stuff. But I think, 5G, you're going to be watching movies and setting up your TV and all that other. We have devices in the house where we set the time that the lights go on and off on our smartphone. I mean, come on, we're in it. There's no way out. Sorry, people.
Absolutely.
Unless you move totally. You know, I was making fun last week. They keep shutting off power here in California in different places, and so they shut off. They shut off the power when the winds hit a certain, a certain level. And so, because they're afraid that the power lines are going to fall down. Yet we spent $1 billion putting up what? Wind farms. To catch the wind, to create electricity, to put on the grid that we now shut down when the wind kicks up.
You did choose to live in a liberal state, Joe.
Liberal? You know. This isn't liberal. This is like Oz at 180 degrees. I mean, seriously. Bless. I'm sorry. All right, look, we got less than a minute left. Tell people where to find you and what you got coming up and what time the show plays.
Absolutely. It's everything's at xandergibb.com. The show, the book, the new book that's coming. The Xander Gibb Show is Friday, 2 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 o'clock for you UK listeners. And come and join us. Come and tell us what you think and call in. Yeah.
See, at 11 o'clock in the UK, so you can go to bed with Xander.
Let's not go there, Joe. Can you imagine that as my show slogan?
I actually had a
the
guy.
Xander Show. Go to bed with Xander.
I actually had a guy send me an email, and he said, he says, I go to bed with you every night. It's like, wait a minute. Don't put that out there anywhere. You know?
How can you go to bed with you if you're sleeping with your producer?
I know, right? People don't realize, well, see, there you go. I'm just like a multisexual or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a name for it, right? You know, anyhow.
Yeah, you're a conservative, Joe. There you go. That's the name.
All right, Xander Gibb, before you get me more trouble, we'll catch up with you next week. Have a great weekend. You know, I always... Don't even know what to do with that. I always enjoy my time with Xander. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Come on. You can't be a little lighthearted, people. You can't take yourself that seriously. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Come on back. We're going to talk about that circus known as, impeachment something. We'll be back in a few minutes.